Carol Walker discusses this artwork's connection to the history of primitivism.
I was asked in
2001
to create a work for a show that was going to be in response to the collection of Bialik Museum outside of Basel, Switzerland. They've got African and Oceanic art, and then they've got the early modernists, some of which in response to or influenced by early African and Oceanic art. Matisse and Picasso and all the big guys, the big European guys, and their love of the primitive, or their idea of the primitive. So I was asked to very directly comment on that. One thing that struck me, I guess, while walking around the museum was just the anonymity of the works created by non-Western people, and then the very specificity of the work created by master artists. But what I came away with when I started thinking about a piece had to do with my thoughts about Josephine Baker and how, in her time, the European audiences imposed or interpreted her movements in direct relation to these ideas of primitive. And not just of the primitive, but of modernist, primitivist artwork. The impulse of the modernists. What is that impulse? I don't even think I can flesh it out at the moment, except that Josephine Baker brought out the best and the worst, I guess, of Paris society